Good morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, we're visiting with Mark Schneider, and he is the Executive Director of the Iowa Arboretum and Garden. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark, I want to talk about the storm and what happened at the Arboretum on Monday. But before we do that, we probably need to just remind folks or tell folks, where is it located and maybe the size and the purpose?
Sure. The Iowa Arboretum is located in Madrid, and we're about 2 miles from Luther, and we've been around for a while. We were established in 1968. When a group of volunteers from the Iowa State Horticultural Society decided they wanted an arboretum for all Iowans and purchased this land, a 40-acre piece of land in Madrid, and started developing a arboretum. And along with that, they also leased 300 acres of land across the street for trails, which we have purchased 80 acres. So right now, we're 160 acres of land. 40 with main collections of different types of specimen trees and shrubs and perennials, and prairies and woodland areas. And so you really get a nice collection of things to do outdoors with nature at the Iowa Arboretum. We're the oldest and the largest arboretum in the state.
Okay. Why is it important to have an Iowa Arboretum?
Well, I think now more than ever, as people are looking for things to do outside to relieve the stresses of today's world, places like an arboretum, a public garden, are really places that people want to come to and relax and connect with nature and learn about plants. And we offer all of that.
Yes, I know you offer activities, education, and of course, a bit of how you've been doing that has changed, but it's an ongoing part of your program. Do you have any species of trees or other plants that you say, you know, that we're keeping these because they're disappearing from other places on Earth?
Well, we have a cross-section. Our goal from our inception back in 1968, which was 52 years ago, was to plant trees that would grow in Iowa and other plants also. So nothing really specific to, well, this is the only place that you're going to find those trees, but just really a good cross-section of plants that people can come and see. And not only for the home gardener, but also for professionals. They're looking at how does a tree look at, you know, 50 years old. Universities, Iowa State University, the 2-year colleges with horticultural programs utilize the arboretum as a resource to learn about different types of plants. And we're a resource for the community. So we have many different types of plants, over 6,000 that are inventoried into our database. And it's a place where things are labeled so you know what you're looking at, and really some unique trees that you might not see in a lot of different places in Iowa, but are unique because of what they are.
So if I'm choosing, you know, personally, if I were choosing a new tree or a shrub or perennials and so on and going, well, I wonder how that will look, as you say, 5 years from now, maybe for a tree 50 years from now, I could come and, because you have them all labeled, I could say, oh, this is one I really like, this is one I don't want, and know which one, what that's going to look like.
Exactly. And we have homeowners that do that all the time. They buy a new home, they're looking for a tree for their yard. I think I'll come up to the Iowa Arboretum and look around and see what a tree might look like at maturity.
Okay. You mentioned how people are taking educational opportunities individually, but also colleges and universities. And so I must mention that the Cass County Master Gardeners have visited the Arboretum several times, and it's just a thrill. And people go home with a lot of plants because you sell plants too.
We do. We we have plant sales. It's every twice a year. We have a spring plant sale, and we have a fall one, although this year we are not having it because of the storm and the amount of work that we have to do to clean up.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe people are not being invited to visit right now. Let's talk about the various kinds of damage that you've found and what you are having to do.
Well, that's a great comment, because I just finished inventorying all the damage on the ground.
Oh.
And we had 133, and I'm going to say plus, because I'm sure there's going to be some other trees that either die or have some issues. But we had 133 trees that have been knocked over, uprooted, snapped at their trunk, or their crowns have been damaged to a point where they're not worthy of keeping.
Okay, so they have to go.
They're going. 133 trees are going. We had another 81, and I'm going to say plus again, trees that need some tree work, which could be anything from a few broken branches to the tops, branches being broken out. It's pretty devastating. I would say it's probably about a seventh of our canopy on the main campus has been destroyed. And observations are that some trees were damaged. Maybe they had some wounds in them that would have caused them to snap off. But the winds, from what they're saying, were over 100 miles an hour, and really trees with large canopies. So mostly are deciduous trees that lose their leaves in the wintertime, have found that they were breaking off or snapping off or uprooting. A few of them snapped off at the ground, which may have meant that they had some issues down, you know, around the base of the tree. But our canopies were very large on our large and medium deciduous trees. When you go to a park, many times trees are pruned up for safety reasons. But here at the Arboretum, we had our canopies that would touch the ground on a lot of trees. And then they were, you know, because we gave them so much space to spread out, they had large crowns. They have, they had a large surface space. Mm-hmm. So when those winds came across from the west, they really they did some damage to our trees.
Well, I looked at a couple of our trees here. Of course, in the Atlantic area, we didn't begin to have the kind of damage that you're talking about. But I noticed, kind of like the stories you hear in tornadoes, that some of them just look like they'd just been twisted and pulled out. They weren't clean breaks. And so straight wind or not straight wind, lots and lots of ways that trees could go. And as you say, you have these huge trees, which means to me that it's going to take a long time, not only to clean up, but also to replace all of those trees, Mark.
Well, that's correct. And we're doing a number of things. We have some terrific volunteers, people that have come stepped up and are helping us clean the grounds. And this is going to take a couple of months to get us cleaned up here. But we've already started the process. We're into week two. Our friends from Ryman Gardens and the Brenton Arboretum are coming up Wednesday to assist us in some of the cleanup. People are volunteering to come and help us do our cleanup here. And they don't have to be able to use a chainsaw. They can help us load branches and onto trailers and stuff like that just to get them off the ground. So terrific volunteer and staff commitment to this. So our first phase is just getting the grounds cleaned up, assessing what we have, possibly bringing in an arborist to do some pruning of some of the trees that we may be able to salvage. And the second part of this is finding ways to replace those trees that have disappeared. We've set up a page on our website for people that might be interested in, maybe if they cannot volunteer or just interested in helping the Arboretum, would be to make a donation to the Arboretum, which will allow us to help with the cleanup process. and also with purchasing trees for the future.
Okay, and that's an important thing when you say for the future. This is a long-term kind of project. So if you can't volunteer your time, you can volunteer your money. And the website is what?
www.iowaarboretum.org. And on the front page is a place where you can click through to our donation page. And all your donations go towards restoring the arboretum.
Okay.
Back to its original beauty.
We want to thank you very much, Mark Schneider, who is the Executive Director of Iowa Arboretum and Garden, for bringing us up to date on what's been happening and the needs there are at the Arboretum. And until next time, here's a thought. Be as useful as a tree. Give life to others. Be shelter to everyone. Grant fruits to all. Be good like a tree.